Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson softball split their doubleheader with Wartburg on Saturday, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA, falling 8-2 in Game 1, then winning 11-3 in 6 innings in Game 2. In a battle for first place, Simpson sitting just a game back of Wartburg currently in the American Rivers Conference standings. Post-game, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Brent Mathias discussing the doubleheader. Post-game coverage continues on KNIA, SimpsonAthletics.com, joined by head coach Brent Mathias. Simpson with the split today at home against Wartburg, falling 8-2 in Game 1, winning 11-3 in Game 2 in 6 innings. And coach, Game 2 felt like the bats woke up a little bit. They made the necessary adjustments. What was the difference between Game 1 and Game 2?
Yeah, I just think they were a little flat this morning. No fault to anybody. I mean, this the way things have been going this week here on campus. Just want to give a message to President Byer's family. All the Simpson community is thinking about them and love them, and our prayers go out to them. So I thought our energy was a little down, to no fault of nobody but my own. I'm the head coach, and I got to make sure that we get up. And we had the lead, and then Fellows is a really good hitter for Wartburg. She hits that three-run home run. First base was open, and you're just like, oh, what did we do? And so she took advantage, and good players do that, and she's a very good player. And then I think our second game, we just kind of, it was almost like when you get some cold water thrown on you, and you wake up, and you're like, what just happened? And so I think that was some of it, and I think we just made some adjustments in the batter's box to face their pitcher that made a difference early in the second game.
Well, I'll go back to Game 1 again. Hannah Llewellyn wasn't blowing anything by anybody, but I think Simpson got one hard hit off the bat, and that was the first at-bat of the game for Ashlyn Steen. And I think just the three hits, and to hold this Storm lineup, what was working for her, because it felt like Simpson just didn't have an answer.
Yeah, she did a really good job of keeping the ball low, and she did a really good job of mixing speeds. And anytime you can keep the ball low and mix speeds, boy, you're going to be, you know, it doesn't matter who you play. But we just didn't make adjustments early enough. Again, that's on me. And, so we were happy that we made adjustments in the second game because you could tell the first game she really had her way with us.
I'll go to game two, and I think especially the at-bats, we saw multiple long at-bats that we didn't see in game one. Was that something you were preaching, or was that an adjustment that you kind of made seeing what was coming your way? Wartburg probably wasn't going to strike anybody out with the way they were throwing, and Simpson just kind of bided their time and got a lot of free passes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She does a very good job, but we like to swing early. And today we just noticed that maybe she just didn't have great control from the standpoint of going into the zone. I know some of those pitches, obviously, she was throwing to miss and set up different pitches. So we just kind of changed our philosophy a little bit. And we said we're going to, you know, unless it's that pipe shot, you know, we'll take some strikes and then we'll bat from there. And there were some long at bats. And so I think from the first game to the second game, I think the adjustment worked for us.
And then going back, I know this American Rivers Conference doubleheader, it meant a lot to Simpson to put themselves in this situation. I know you would have preferred a sweep, but anytime you can split with a team as good as Wartburg, I think you feel okay with it. But it puts yourself in a position at the top of the American Rivers Conference standings to maybe go out and win some and make it hard on everybody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, credit to Wartburg. They're the team that's been in the NCAA tournament several years. They were there again last year. We weren't. They do a nice job with their ball club. You know, I even told our team that until you beat a team in the NCAA tournament, it's things don't go your way until you beat them. Then you get people's attention. When you can beat an NCAA tournament team, that's kind of when things are like, all right, that's good.
I think this team, at the right time, has enough senior leadership who's been there and fallen short at this time in the season. And I don't mean to, you know, bring that up or hammer that point home, mm-hmm. but how do you want to trust those athletes to kind of show the importance of these last 2 weeks? Yeah, you kind of ran the gauntlet with Central Nebraska Wesleyan and Wartburg. There's still Luther, yeah. and there's still a co-team that has
goodness.
Been very
yeah.
tough to beat.
And Luther's really
yeah.
tough.
So how do you want to keep them aligned for this last week?
That's a great question, and I'm not trying to buffalo you and, you know, keep my cards, you know, close. I don't know. I think we just have to continue to do what we do, and that's trying to get better every day at practice. Our pitchers have to get better every day at practice. Our hitters have to get better every day at practice, and our defense. And I think putting them under pressure situations where not everything is just easy in practice. We want practice to be harder than games, and maybe I didn't make practice harder than games this week. I know I didn't hear at the tail end. So we'll get to that level because we hope, I mean, unless there's a failure, but making the conference tournament and then, you know, keep our fingers crossed if we do the right things, maybe we'll be in the NCAA tournament. And then when you get to that, then anything can happen. So I think this next week and a half of practice, because then they go into finals and then it's like starting all over. I think we'll have some tough practices where we're trying to get better in each facet of the game, offense, defense, and pitching.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Brent Mathias. Storm split today against Wartburg, and we will see them against Luther on the road Tuesday, and then I will see them in person again next Saturday against Coe.
Good. Hey, Andrew, thanks for supporting softball, putting us out on the airwaves. Thanks for all you do for Simpson College. Roll Storm.
Really quick, I'm sorry, Coach. Yeah. I know I said last thing, but we got to talk about Grandparents' Day.
Oh, okay.
What a fun day for Simpson. I know I've been a part of it the last couple of years or gotten a chance to see it. Well, for those who don't know, walk me through Grandparents' Day and how much it means to the athletes.
Yeah, 75 grandparents were here today from all over, from four different states, and they love it. They love coming on the field with their granddaughters. They're so proud, and, you know, moms and dads are taking pictures of grandmas and grandpas, and, you know, it's just a really positive thing. And, you know, you always say you can't see energy, but you can feel it. Boy, I think today you could see the energy with those grandparents too. Just a little extra bounce in their step, a little pep. And it's a great day. So we really appreciate all the grandparents coming. I know it's tough with baseball, softball. We got a bunch of things going on at the same time, but the grandparents really appreciate everything Simpson College does to honor them in that way. And the softball program loves having them here as well.
Once again, that was Simpson head softball coach Brent Mathias on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage and the home of the Simpson Storm, KNIAKRLS.